This is kind of a tip that I've vaguely given before, but it just has struck me again today as I've been wireframing with a client. The balance that you want to strike between keeping a very simple, clean design that doesn't overwhelm the user, while at the same time giving the user a sense that there's a lot changing and there's a lot going on this site and there's a lot of interactivity. And that's something we've been battling with today. And although we haven't yet come to a solution with it, one possible approach might be the use of these kind of big menu bars. I don't know whether you've seen them around. They're a bit hard to describe in an audio boo like this one, but you might want to go out and have a look and see on some of the various sites that are around. And what these do is, as you roll over or as you click on the menu items, you get an expanded version that can include lots of different content. So, for example, where traditionally maybe on a homepage you might have a blog within a site and you feature the latest blog posts on the homepage. Of course, the downside of this is that it takes up a lot of real estate and makes the homepage look busy. But what if you click on the menu item for blog and actually get a preview of the latest blog posts and maybe the most popular blog posts, etc., and then you can click through for, you know, the full blog section. Equally, you might have a section called What We Do, and clicking on that, instead of taking you off to a separate page straight away, actually displays maybe the sub-navigation for the What We Do section, but also maybe highlights some of the content. It's almost a bit like front-loading. I don't know whether you've come across this term. Jacob Milson does it excellently on Alertbox, where each article he writes starts with a summary which summarises what the article is about. And it means the user can quickly establish what is on that, within that article and know whether they want to read it in more detail. With these kind of extended kind of rollover-y type menus, which preview the content of the page, are great because it gives you a picture of what exists within that section before the user navigates to it. Obviously, you're reliant on a bit of JavaScript here and a bit of Ajax, but if that doesn't exist, then people can click through normally and have their normal experience. So if you want to strike the balance between showing off lots of content and giving the impression that lots changing while keeping things simple, then you might want to look at a preview facility built into the navigation of your website.